In Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, we are warned to beware of the two children under Father Christmas's long red robe. This boy ignorance and this girl want, but especially beware of this boy. Race forward a century or so, and we have Reverend Jerry Falwell concluding, "I believe that global warming is a myth. I repeat, beware this boy ignorance." Reverend Falwell, an influential evangelical Christian leader, is not alone among his contemporaries in preaching that global warming is a myth or worse. Some clerical leaders say to believe otherwise could jeopardize one's salvation. The Interfaith Stewardship Alliance, the ISA, is a mixed bag of religious leaders, scientists, and policy experts who, through a dark glass, shine a biblical light on the issues of environment and development. According to the ISA, most U.S. evangelicals do not back the call for regulating greenhouse emissions. I repeat, beware this boy. Recently, a group of more moderate Christian evangelical leaders joined together to form the Evangelical Climate Initiative. They say global warming is real, that humans are causing it, and that we need to do something about it. But the ISA stands firmly against them. The question is, why? Why, in the face of hard warnings on the cover of the conservative Time magazine with headlines that read, "To be worried, be very worried about global warming"? Why, when the NASA scientist who first warned us that human activity was changing Earth's climate now warns us that we have a decade before we pass the point of no return? Got that? Point of no return. 10 years. Why, against the growing tide of public and clerical opinion that mankind's contribution to global warming must be stopped, do they tell their flock to be like Mad Magazine's Alfred E. Newman and not to worry? Are these Mad Magazine evangelicals antagonistic towards science because science brought us the concept of evolution? Can they be so petty? Or do they see global warming as a way to fulfill their direst prophecies of gloom and doom? Can they be so proud? Or is it their sheer greed to gobble up Earth's resources that brings them smiling sanguinely to the brink of a disaster so profound the habitability of our entire planet is at risk? Can they be so selfish? Selfish, proud, petty? Beware this boy. This Earth is our only real sanctuary. It is the gift of God. How can it be of so little concern to these anti-Earth evangelicals that they can continue to preach against it? Preach against God's gift. I conclude, beware this boy, ignorance.